I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you ready? It's Saturday morning at Yahoo Sports Radio. Welcome to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon and powered by Insperity.
Insperity, inspiring small business performance.
The golf doctor, Charlie Epps, is in. The man who coaches PGA stud, Angel Cabrera.
Follow the golf doctor on Twitter, @thegolf_doctor.
Doctor, the golf doctor is in on Yahoo Sports Radio right now. With Charlie Epps, here's your host. From the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio, it's our very own scratch golfer, sort of.
Hey, I should have stayed home and played with myself.
John Granato.
Welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Charlie's down in Mexico. We're efforting to get him on the phone right now. My name is Scott Atkinson, and I am from the golf club at Texas A&M, sitting in. John is out gallivanting. I don't really know where John is, but then who does? We appreciate you listening. Charlie is going to be on with us. He is in Mexico, part of the International Pro-Am Puerto Vallarta tournament that they do every year, and we've got a great show lined up for you. Just dealing with the technical stuff that we've got. David is efforting to get that going, so I'm going to talk a little golf with you while we wait to get Charlie online here. The first thing that comes to mind is you've got the silly season, and the Franklin Templeton Shootout is just a neat event to see these guys playing as a team. I like Charlie Hoffman, Daniel Berger. They're leading 20 under, almost set a record. It's got to be fun for them to play together as you see this unfold. And it's just a different round of golf. We talk a lot about the Ryder Cup and the team stuff playing together. And so it's exciting to see these guys get this time to keep working on their game and prepare for the kickoff. That, I mean, I know we've got the wraparound season, but the stuff that takes place in January in Hawaii, this is a way to get them ready. And it's exciting to watch them play. I'm also interested, as always, in the father-son. I saw Jack Nicklaus is out playing again in the father-son tournament. And we got our own Steve Elkington. I think they're going to play well. Steve and his son are there in Florida playing for that. And it's just it's an interesting time we've got going here as we wrap up the season, or not wrap it up, but wrap up the year. It's interesting to look at the golf headlines because they're different than they normally are right now. And I saw this article and I wanted to say something. I don't know if Charlie when we get him on here, we'll be able to get him to address this, but the tour has come out and said that they might not be playing at Doral this year because of some comments that Donald Trump has made. And, you know, the thing that bothers me about this is the politics inflicting on golf and or sports. And I was listening, and I'm not asking you to make a decision either way, but I just don't think it should bleed through. And it disappoints me that the history that Doral could be altered or could be taken from the PGA Tour rotation because of, I don't know how you say it in the way, but political correctness. We all have our, we all have our opinions. We all have what we believe is right and wrong. We know what's going on. And, you know, maybe it's naive, but to think, you know, let's keep this field of sport, and let's let the politics play itself out and do what it does. If you'd like to comment on that, you can give me a call. It you know, political correctness is disturbing, to say the least. And I hate to see it affect something like this. I you know, the history that you've seen, just even in the past couple of years, the changes that are made on the golf course make it a, you know, it's a special test, and it's been one that's been there, you know, from the 50s. And so I hope that we can find some middle ground there, and that we can continue to play the golf and not let this stuff happen. Dave, you're still efforting here to get Charlie. We want to get Charlie on. We've got a great show lined up. We've got a lot of people from Puerto Vallarta. We want to say congratulations to Ray Richmond, who is the Low Golf Pro, and David Lundstrom, former senior tour player from Houston. His team won the Vallarta's Flight. A lot of great golf. Billy Sitton hosts down there. A lot of great golf takes place. And it's just fun to get him on here. So if they're trying, and we'll get him on here as soon as we can. And I'm sorry for this, for the little static, but that's live radio, and you guys are used to it. I find it interesting as we go back and we look at social media, and we've got Paige Speranek, who has really, really got a phenomenal Instagram page. If you haven't checked it out, Paige made her highly publicized pro debut the last 2 days, and she shot 77-79 to miss the cut at the Dubai Masters. But man, she dealt with a nervy first round. She mixed in some 2 birdies, 7 bogeys, and a double during her second round. But it is interesting the hype that she got because of marketing and her. She's very photogenic. She does a great job promoting herself, and I truly hope that she gets her game where you know, to match up to it. I know that it's not the start that she wanted. She put a lot of work into it and will continue to do so. But it was fun to watch the hype building up, and then to see those scores. It just shows what it takes to play on this level, and it's an amazing difference from day one of your pro career and playing and practicing to teeing it up between the ropes. So we're fun to see that. It's I'm excited. I think that it's exciting to see as we look at this Ryder Cup year, and we just see the effect that we're going to have, the trickle down effect of Tiger's presence not going away. Not talking about his record, just talking about his coming on as a coach, his recovery. I think that says a lot about his growth, that he wants to be a part. He wants to be a part of the team. He wants to help. And I think that Davis Love III has done a great thing having him come about and responding to Tiger's request to be there. So we've got a great year shaping up for 2016. It's going to be interesting to see how Justin sets up. You got Rory having surgery, undergoing laser eye surgery. He's ready to go. It's going to be a good start for 2016, and we'll see what Jordan Spieth is ready and is already talking Masters, talking stuff like that. It's going to be fun to see what's happening there as he prepares for that. We are close to getting Charlie here. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break so that we can come back and make sure that we have Charlie on. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It's presented by Insperity on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 The Game.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour,
featuring Bill Harmon
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Powered by Insperity.
Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. I'm Scott Atkinson from the Texas A&M Golf Club. We are joined by Charlie Epps from Puerto Vallarta. Charlie, how are you doing this morning, pro?
Technical difficulty, but we're online now, live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, at my favorite Marriott hotel in the world, Casa Magna, where Billy Sidney has hosted his pro-am this week. We've had a great week, and I have with me this morning the director of sales and marketing for the Marriott. We're going to talk to Ruby Ochoa. Ruby, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I want to let the people know how they can get a hold of this beautiful hotel and come down and bring all their friends and enjoy the hospitality here at the Casa Magna Marriott.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Well, this beautiful resort, as you know, is in a charming town of Puerto Vallarta. And the good thing is that connectivity from the space is very wide. You are able to find direct flights from all over. We are just having a new flight departing from Houston to Southwest and just making a barely 2-hour flight over here. And that, along with many flights coming from other areas, makes it very easy to join us here in beautiful Puerto Vallarta.
Why are the people in Puerto Vallarta so friendly?
Oh, well, we actually just made it, we won the award of the friendliest destination in Mexico. I believe it's because Puerto Vallarta still remains a town. I mean, we are barely 200,000 in population over here, and these are people who love to welcome visitors, and we just remain friends. Pretty much, I just have people who have met me on the streets, and later on, they just recognize me. It's amazing.
But it's also, Scott, that, you know, we've had 800 people down here from all over the United States playing in the Puerto Vallarta Pro-Am. And the one thing that I want to make sure everybody understands is how safe Puerto Vallarta is. In the past, there's been some bad rumors that Mexico is not safe, and that is not the case. The hotel is 10 minutes from the airport. It's beautiful. It's right on the Bay of Banderas, right?
That is correct. And we are in the Marina area, which is a residential area.
Uh-huh.
It just makes perfect sense to go for a stroll, and we are only across the street from the Marina area. Beautiful and perfectly calm and safe.
The other thing that, Scott, that I want everybody to know is they just go on to Puerto Vallarta Marriott.com and they can find all the information on all their prices. They have great facilities here for 2 people or 1,000 people. They have great weddings, destination weddings, but then they also work in conjunction with CCA, who manages the 3 golf courses, and one's right across the street. So, Scott, we're going to get you down here next year because this is a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I look forward to that. And, Ruby, I have to ask you, I saw on the website that it talks about you guys had minimal damage, but did the hurricane leave a lasting effect, or what? It looks like you guys recovered very quickly. And, Charlie, you guys said that you've had a phenomenal week of golf with this tournament, but is that something that you deal with? I mean, on a regular – I know it's not a regular basis, but – tell us a little bit about what happened through the hurricane, or if they're, you know, how good the facility is recovering from that.
Sure, actually, we were so lucky about this past Hurricane Patricia one. To be honest, we were expecting some at least damage because of the category of it, but we were lucky enough that we pretty much just came out of it untouched.
Wow!
Just to let you know, we did follow all of our emergency procedures, and Marriott International was on top of things. We actually were the first hotel to evacuate all of our guests, making sure that they would be safe, and we, you know, make sure that everything was taken care of. But luckily, nothing happened. Actually, the hotel wasn't damaged at all. Actually, there were rains that were stronger, earlier, the week prior to the hurricane. When the hurricane came over, there was like a very soft rain and no damages, not only to our resort, but also to the destination. And we are very lucky for that and very thankful.
It happened to the golf courses, Scott, is the excess rain put a little damage to the growth of the grass, but they'll overcome that. We're going to be visited with the general manager from the golf courses and the head golf professional, and we're going to talk about the conditions of the golf course and how people can play it and how they can come down here and have a lot of fun. So, Ruby, I appreciate you coming on this morning and talking about your resort. And I know I can't encourage everybody enough to take a Mexican vacation, right? And it's beautiful. So,
well, with the access of Southwest Airlines down there now from Hobby, I just think that with the golf that you've talked about, 54 holes and this amazing resort, Houstonians are lacking not to just jump on this and get down there. Ruby, are you who we need to contact if we have groups that are looking for to come down and send us for golf pros? Are you who we talk to, or do we go through the general manager?
Go ahead and feel free to contact me at any time. My email address is ruby.ochoa@marriott.com. And right now we have an amazing offer running through the winter time, which is called Be Close and Safe. And believe me, you are going to enjoy that one. It's a very good offer.
Outstanding.
Be close and safe, but the margaritas are really nice and cool.
That's what I want to hear, but I want to hear about the margaritas. That's what we're talking about.
God, everybody else gets on the Yahoo Sports Radio network. Everybody in Kansas City and Minnesota, this is a place to be in January and February. So I know we've got to go to a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Homero Hernandez, general manager. He is the boss. And so we'll talk to him when we come back after the break.
Charlie, we got about 60 more seconds before the break. I got to ask you, talk to me. Did you get to play this week, or did you bring a team?
You know, I did bring a team. I brought a team. I've been coming down here since 1994.
Wow.
We fared too well in the competition, but I'm happy to report I shot under 80 all the time. Almost shot my age, missed it by one. So, but it's just fun to relax. You get up in the morning and you play, then you have to go to the pool. And you sit out on the beach, and you have these fish tacos that are just unbelievable.
Well, that's, you know, the international pro-ams. I know Billy sitting in those guys. It sounds like a really neat competition, because I like that you're pre-flighted into four separate flights based on the aggregate of your team indexes. So you're not overwhelmed by you're competing against people that in your skill level, and then you add your golf pro. It sounds like it's really, you guys have worked a long time on putting this format together. It sounds like one of the most competitive and yet enjoyable 72-hole events, that pro-ams, that you can go to.
And there's all sorts of parties, and there's all sorts of prizes, and it's good time had by all.
Charlie, we're going to take this break that we were talking about. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. It's on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Charlie's in Puerto Vallarta. We're going to take a break and come back and continue the conversation about the International Pro-Am.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Powered by Insperity. Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Scott Atkinson from the Golf Club at Texas A&M. In studio, Charlie is down at the beautiful Casa Magna Marriott Hotel in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, as part of the International Pro-Am, Puerto Vallarta Pro-Am. Charlie, I said you said that you broke 80. Dude, that's awesome down there, especially when you're on the radio or on the road all the time. You're not even working on your game much, so that's pretty competitive, man.
That's true. We just don't compete as much as we once did at the age of 71. But I might start playing a little more. But this hour is brought to us by Southern Texas PGA and all its many golf professionals, and there's a lot of them down here. And this tournament actually has a charity element to it. We raise money for the Billy Sidden Fathers Foundation, and they provide scholarships for local kids in Houston that they can go out and enjoy golf at any age. And so we're happy with that. And you know Mike Ray and Kelly Gilly, the girl at the Southern Texas PGA Foundation, they're always raising money to help kids play the game of golf, and that's what it's all about. So I'm happy that the Southern Texas PGA represents us in such a great manner. But right now I want to talk to a gentleman who is the general manager of the Vista Vallarta and the Marina Vallarta golf courses here in Puerto Vallarta. He works for CCA. Homero Hernandez is here, and good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
You have a big job. You're running a lot of golf all year long, and with all the people coming to visit you. How can people get a hold of your website? Give us your website, how people can get a hold of your golf course.
Okay. You can get into VallartaGolfClub.com, and you will have access to the two clubs in Puerto Vallarta, which is Marina Vallarta, across the street from the Marriott,
right,
and Vista Vallarta up on the mountain.
Now, I know that there's an association here in Puerto Vallarta of all the people that are looking for tourists to come to Mexico and to enjoy this beautiful city. But you guys are doing a lot for security, are you not?
Yes. The convention, the OCB, which is the office for the groups and conventions, they're doing a great job promoting this destination and promote that we are safe and the city itself ready to receive all the tourism.
So the people can rest assured when they land here in the airport, everything is perfect with security, and it's an utmost important to you all to encourage people to come down here and visit, right?
Correct. Just like this week, you saw it. We have transportation immediately. As soon as you get out of the airport, you are on the bus and you are ready to get to your hotel.
Yeah, and everybody, all the guests, they go down to the local restaurants, and there's so many beautiful restaurants in Puerto Vallarta. It's incredible and great chef.
Yes, along with the gold in Puerto Vallarta, for sure, every night you can go to downtown and have a great restaurant. Puerto Vallarta is also well known for the gastronomic we have here. Oh. So different food styles, pretty good for
and you see these big ships come in and out of here, these cruise ships.
Yes.
Visit here all the time.
Especially during the winter, the number of ships increase coming from San Diego, from basically the Pacific.
The other thing that you all are always encouraging people to come and play golf at your golf courses. Now, you can handle a twosome or you can handle 500 people like you did this week, right?
Just like this week, we host 160 people in the golf course. We have 36 holes in the mountain, so we easily can do the shotgun. But again, you can have a system and there that will have a lot of fun.
Now, I'll bet the Nicklaus course and the Weisskopf course, you've held many important tournaments. You had the World Cup here in 2002.
Right.
And then you had the senior event from the Champions Tour.
The Blue Agave.
And then you had the collegiate event also here, correct?
Yes.
So moving forward, what are your plans for the future? Anything on the drawing board?
Well, we're trying to get more groups, trying to get the bigger names for the club groups to have the tournament here in Puerto Vallarta.
Well, you know what? We will definitely promote it, and I appreciate your hospitality and your friendship, and I plan to come on back for many, many more years. So this has been Homero Hernandez, general manager of the two golf courses. And in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by the director of golf, David Quijos, right? And we'll talk more golf. And any questions you might have, Scott, just bring them on.
Hey, Omero, I got a question for you. When you guys talk about the condition of the course right now, you guys are so much further south than us. What is the course condition? Do you go dormant in the wintertime, or does it stay warm enough that your grasses are, you guys are year-round tropical, kind of like we are in South Texas?
Oh, they're tropical. They have sunshine every day down here. The grass grows every day, and that at times can be some problems. But you're never going to have to wear a sweater here in Puerto Vallarta. That's right.
No sweaters. Now, let me ask you guys. Talked about this is a club court CCA affiliation. Talk to me about how CCA members could access. How would they access to come down and bring a group and come play with you guys?
For our club court members, we have great packages. Then also, it was sent out to all our clubs that are welcome to bring groups and members to our destination. We do have a signature goal membership, which allow them to come here and play rounds of golf for Carpi only. Yeah.
So membership opportunities are available for non-residents, and they contact you there at Vista Vallarta. Is that how they would, on the website that you talked about earlier, VistaVallarta.com?
Correct. We also have local members here for the people that also can join the club court network as well in our signature bowl, so have to upgrade. So it works for both sides.
Charlie, you said there's a Nicklaus and a Weisskopf course. What on the Nicklaus course is your favorite hole?
I would say number 9, which is par 3. And I had my first hole-in-one in there.
Now, the whole golf course is just so picturesque. It's set up in the mountains. It's oceanfront property in the mountains. You look over, you look down towards the city, and you just see the beautiful sea. It's just a great setting, and we got to get more people down here to enjoy this. So
absolutely.
Number 3 is also a spectacular overview in the mountain. Yeah, I'm very proud of this golf course.
So you've got change of elevation, mountain views, as well as ocean views from the mountains. That sounds incredible. Now, number 9, where you made your hole in one, who was with you? You got to tell us that. This is your chance on national radio in America to give us your hole in one story.
Well, it was Javier Rojas, which is a really close friend of mine. I was so lucky to have a witness that day. Anybody else? Only him? That was more than enough to have one person.
That's all you need, one witness,
yeah.
All right, so we'll want to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk more golf with David, and we'll talk about the future golf in Mexico.
That sounds like a plan. Charlie, let's do that. We're talking to Charlie Epps. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It's powered by Insperity. It's on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 Game. Charlie right now is down at the Magna Marriott Hotel, the Casa Magna Marriott in Puerto Vallarta. We just visited with the general manager of the Vista Vallarta, and I'm killing the pronunciation there, Charlie. But Mexico is the place. These guys have been down there. About 800 golfers from all over the country have went down to play in this international pro-am hosted by Billy Sitton. A great opportunity for golf and enjoyment. I know that as you read over the stats here, the pros are able to the teams. It's not very expensive. They can bring their spouses. They have activities at night. They have parties. They have stuff during the day for your wives. So you need to go to internationalproams.com for the 2016 event and check that out. Right now we are trying to wrap this up to take a break, and let's do that right now. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 The Game.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour featuring Bill Harmon on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Powered by Insperity. Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back. Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 Game. Scott Atkinson from the Golf Club at Texas A&M in studio. Charlie is down at the beautiful Casa Magna Marriott Hotel in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where they've just wrapped up yesterday the International Pro-Am. Charlie, great show. I'm jealous. I know you're sitting there enjoying your time. Do you fly back to Houston today or tomorrow?
We've been down here for a week enjoying this wonderful facility and enjoying the weather and the hospitality. So we've had a great time, and we're going to talk now to the host golf professional who comes by the way of the Northwest, the United States, worked at Cabo, but now you're here in Puerto Vallarta. David, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Scott. It's good good to be back on. Thank you for having me last year, and welcome to Puerto Vallarta.
As a host to the golf professionals at a resort, what are some of the challenges that faces you to get people down here to play your golf course?
I really have to network with a lot of not only the golf pros that are here on annual events like this event here at the Puerto Vallarta Pro-Am, but also with our Club Corp golf professionals. I network with them at least once, twice a month, let them know on special programs we have, such as pro programs with Casa Magna Marriott, and just making sure they understand and know that we do have a great property down here where their members, the Club Corp members, can take advantage of it, or even groups and packages. Even if you're not a Club Corp member, we still have a lot of great, great programs through resorts like the Casa Magna Marriott where you can take great advantage, and the pros almost get to come down for free. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And although we're sitting there in the Casa Magna Marriott, there are other hotels at your you can control if people come stay and go through it that way, right?
Yeah, we do have hotel partners that we'd work with outside of the Marriott, but in regards to location, the Marriott's probably the best. Right across the street from the marina, and a short 12, 15-minute drive up to the Vista property.
You know, the one thing that I've noticed here in Puerto Vallarta, and I've been all over South America, and I was raised in Argentina, the people that service you at your golf club up like the mountain at the Vista and over here at the marina, they're so friendly, and they're so really, really make you feel at home here.
It's exactly what we want. We want people to be here and really feel like they can almost walk around with their shoes off. Just very relaxed. You're at home. Welcome. What can we do for you? Yeah. That's our attitude. So.
And you've got three great golf courses. You've got great practice facilities. And people can come down here over the weekends, long weekends, play golf, range fishing for them.
Yeah, I mean, we've got all sorts of activities outside of golf in this great town. Anything from, like I said, golf. You can do fishing, offshore fishing. You can do shore fishing. You can do the swimming with the dolphins, the canopies. We got to get Charlie up on one of these canopies, the zip line soon. And,
yeah, that's really close.
I'd pay to see that. I'd pay to see that.
For younger guys. But now, here you are, David. You're raising your family down here, so you feel very safe here in Puerto Vallarta, don't you?
Yes, we have a home. A short 8-10 minute drive from Vista property, very safe, very relaxed more than anything. You don't ever feel like you've got to feel harmed or you're going to feel harmed or under danger at any place. So very relaxed town.
Yeah, and you have school for your kids.
We've got our first one coming. So
okay,
it's not quite there yet, but. We have some great schools. The American School is one of the schools down here. All sorts of great education. It's amazing. Mexico City has some of the best doctor programs. So some of the best PhDs in the world are in Mexico City and in this country. So it's a great, great country to come visit.
And you have a lot of Canadians also that live in the area, correct?
A lot of West Coast Canadian, a lot of Vancouver, British Columbia people that do come down here. It's amazing though. We get people from Maine and New York and North Dakota. We get them from everywhere, but a lot of Canadians do come down here. Alberta is a huge presence here in Puerto Vallarta. So yes.
Now, as a golf professional, you grew up in the business, and who influenced you the most as you came up as a young golf professional?
I was very fortunate. One of the first clubs I worked at, one of my pros there was a rules official at the PGA for the PGA of America and worked large tournaments, and he was pretty influential. And then I got to spend time with a good friend who I consider a good friend is Rick Fair, who's a PGA now on the Champions Tour.
Right.
Rick's a great guy who helped me a lot with my swing and really made me focus on the right things and got me on the right path to a good golf swing. So I thank Rick a lot for that. And I've just been fortunate to be around good people. The business is a lot of what you know, not only what you know, but who you know. And guys like yourself, Charlie, I can't thank you enough. Just being around you and your presence and your attitude is great. So
I wasn't very good at it. I have a hard time playing the sixth hole on the White Club golf course. Can't hit that fairway. I don't care. I throw the ball perfect.
Is it Nicholas, the one with the bunkers over on?
No, the one, the Weisskopf on the front nine, number six, before the par three.
Okay, so the bunker's on the right.
Yeah.
From those back tees, I don't know how far up you play.
I've played those seniors.
The seniors, okay.
You 71, Dave.
If you step it all the way back, though, you don't have to worry about those bunkers.
I like it. Hey, David, I got a question for you. It sounds like you talked about your contact with the Club Corp golf professionals around the country, but as the amateurs listening, that's another venue would be to go as a member of your club. If you haven't seen a trip to Puerto Vallarta put together yet, they could go talk to their pro, and their pro would contact you. So they could put the pressure on the pro to contact you to set up a group. How would they contact you? The pros know how to do this, or how would you how would you encourage people to get hold of you down there?
Definitely. If you're a member of a Club Corp facility, just contact your golf professional, and your golf professional should be able to get a hold of our facility. Like Homero said in the earlier segment, that www.vallartagolfclubs.com is a great way. But the best thing to do is talk to your local golf professional, your club pro, and just let them know, hey, where can we go visit?
Yeah.
Hopefully that place is Puerto Vallarta.
Or suggested, because it sounds like you guys have some really, really strong deals for the beginning of the year. And then I'm a Nicholas and a Weisskopf course together in the mountains. And see, that's the thing. Talk to me a little bit without ever being down at Puerto Vallarta. You know, when I think of Cabo, I think of desert golf right up to the ocean. Describe what you guys have working down there at Puerto Vallarta for those golf courses.
We've got two unbelievable golf courses. These are signature golf courses. So both Mr. Weisskopf and Mr. Nicholas were at our facility designing, drawing, pushing dirt. The Nicholas course is up the upper part of our property with a lot of change in elevations. It's more of a mountain setting with terrain, a lot of rolling terrain. Not very severe greens. They've got some good topography to them, but they're not out of control. Where versus the Weisskopf course, if you can just grab a tractor and drive it right through the jungle, it is so neat what Tom Weisskopf did on that golf course.
Wow.
As well. And just opened up a lot of holes through the middle of nowhere. And it's two completely distinct golf courses on one property, and that's what I think makes our Vista Vallarta such a neat facility. And the Marina course is such a long, tight golf course. It plays long even though it's only 6,800 yards, because you've got a lot of winds in the afternoon. Six of the front nine holes have water on them. So you've got a lot of challenges right off the bat to make sure that you've got to hit some greens, you've got to hit some fairways.
That sounds awesome.
You've got these palm trees that collect golf balls. Beautiful palm trees. They just stand out there and you hit a shot.
Hey, Charlie, you got 30 seconds to wrap it up, man. It's been a privilege. Wrap it up for us. Tell us what you want to say there to close this.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody here in Vista Vallarta and Puerto Vallarta for a wonderful week. Congratulations to Billy Smith and his beautiful pro-am. I want to encourage everybody to come down here. But more importantly, we're in the holiday season. Everybody stay home and enjoy your family. And we're going to play a lot of golf.